Welcome to the Wellbeing Room. Today's episode is a little different to normal. Today, I want to talk about dementia. So I'm going to call this series of podcasts that I'm going to create on this topic called The Dementia Diaries.
Before we get started, though, I would like to ask you to become a supporter of the show. For as little as $5 a month, you can contribute to keeping this show active and so I can deliver content to you on a regular basis. Just find the Support This Show link in the show notes below. All right, let's get into today's episode.
Now, the reason I'm recording this is that my mum was diagnosed with early stages of vascular dementia last year in 2023. And it's been a bit of a roller coaster dealing with the changes that she's facing with this diagnosis and also the caring that goes along with this change in her life. So I never thought that at 47 years old, I would be caring for my mother, plus looking after my 15-year-old daughter with shared custody with my ex-husband and trying to run a business on my own and, you know, stay afloat, be able to pay the bills and what have you. So it's been a big change for me as well with what's been happening with my mum. Now, I know some people move away from their parents, and I originally had moved away from my family for a long time. We hadn't lived near each other and I didn't really connect with my parents on a really regular basis. You know, it may have been maybe once a week, once a fortnight, once a month, phone calls, that kind of thing. And, you know, occasional visits once or twice a year. But when just after my daughter was born, my family, not myself, but my parents and my sister and her family all moved to South Australia in waiting for me and my husband at the time to also move across to South Australia. Now, it took us another 4 years to get there. So there was 4 years, you know, a period of time where I wasn't living anywhere near my family. And I was quite happy with that. Mostly. I mean, I would have loved the support of my parents, you know, with my young daughter, but that didn't happen. So we finally moved over here, like I said, 4 years later, and my parents were living just 10 minutes away from where we had moved to as well. And my sister, like I said, was here already. And so, you know, life went on, trundled along for a number of years, until in 2019 when my father died. And so my mom was left on her own. And of course she went through and is still going through lots of grief and loss as a result of losing her life partner of almost 50 years and living on her own with her dog for company. And gradually over those years, since 2019, she has... Obviously, you know, she was made redundant from her work. She's in her 70s. She's 75 now. So she was made redundant a couple of years ago. And she was only working part-time anyway. But she was also volunteering 1 day a week at the local op shop. And she was doing that up until sort of early last year. And that's when things started to change. So early 2023, and possibly even late 2022, for all I know, she started forgetting things, doing things slightly differently, falling out of her routines, and gradually throughout 2023, things started to get a little more strange, you know, forgetting more things, not remembering things at all, you know, all those normal routines, you know, where the bins go, where the plates go, yeah, and having to be prompted for certain things. Now, we took my mum overseas last year to Europe for a 16-day trip to visit her homeland, her Vienna, and do some sightseeing around Austria where she grew up. And on this trip, it became very apparent that her memory was going and her energy levels were also not what they used to be. And we did our best to support her on this trip. But of course, you know, with family members and loved ones in small, close quarters, it was a very stressful experience. You know, obviously a great experience to have together, but also quite stressful. And when we returned, she was very, very out of sorts. Of course, the jet lag. She was, forgetting what time of day it was, where she was, how she got there, what was going on. There was lots of middle of the night calls. Where am I supposed to be? Am I supposed to be meeting someone? And no, mom, it's middle of the night. You can go back to sleep. That kind of thing. And so eventually, navigating the healthcare system is something that I've avoided for most of my life. I avoid going to hospitals and doctors as much as possible, but now I'm thrown into this world of doctors and hospitals again to navigate the aged care system for my mum. And what I find challenging about that is, I guess, the way doctors are trained to look at health a certain way. And whereas I believe I have a more holistic outlook or approach to health and well-being. And that's something that I've cultivated throughout my life by trying to avoid the healthcare system as much as possible. So I get triggered when I have to take my mum to the doctor. I get triggered when I have to look after her. I get triggered by having to navigate this system that I actually want nothing to do with. And so that's challenging for me, of course. So I'm wondering if you have experienced anything like this in your life. If you're currently going through this, maybe you've already had this experience already, and your parents are, or parent are either have dementia already, or they've passed on having had dementia. It's a long process. It's something we don't want to really think about, but when we're forced to, we don't really have a choice. And I really just want to talk about this today because I'm sure there's other people like yourself out there who may have experienced this already and might be able to share some advice or some assistance or some thoughts about your experience that you've had navigating the healthcare system, navigating relationships with a parent who is, losing their memory, losing their capacity to look after themselves. I know that I'm at the very early stages of this process, and it's not going to get easier. I can avoid things for as long as I like, but I know I'm going to have to deal with things sooner or later. And my sister as well, we're in this together to try and give her, quality of life as her mind deteriorates and as her body deteriorates. And it just, like I said, it triggers me a lot because I've spent so much of my life hoping to avoid this inevitability for myself. I really believe in the power of eating well and exercising and learning new things and just being the best version of myself in many different ways. And I'm not saying that my mum hasn't done that, but I think a big part of it is also things that we've carried inside of ourselves for a long time. If any of you are familiar with the work of Gabor Mate, who talks about trauma and the effects of trauma on the nervous system and the immune system, and how a lot of women especially end up with conditions such as Alzheimer's and rheumatoid arthritis and irritable bowel syndrome, and how these are all related to potentially trauma that they've been holding on to throughout their life. And I'm not going to diagnose my mum, but she is definitely someone who has experienced significant trauma through her childhood and adolescence life. And I believe that has made a big impact on her physically and mentally and emotionally. And, she had a nervous breakdown when she was in her 20s. She, had these scary health experiences, mental health experiences that have had an impact on her. And if we avoid them, don't really process them well, or just get on with our life. There's this whole stoic attitude of just getting on with it, just put on a happy face and march on through, and everything will be all right. And I think that works to a certain degree, but I still think we need to pare back those masks occasionally and really look deep within if we want to get true healing happening. And, this is, again, a lifelong process. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes the willingness and desire to look inwards and and really sit in those uncomfortable spaces and, you know, do the work, talk to someone, seek therapy, counseling, use your body like to help release. You know, I've been practicing yoga for more than 25 years, and I really think that's been a big part of my healing journey for, you know, the trauma that I've been carrying in my life, the generational trauma that I was born into as well, you know, all of that, you know, weight of trauma that, you know, we all experience different levels of, you know, and that's been part of my journey and continues to be part of my journey. So I'm just going to pause and take a breath for a moment. So this first episode of the Dementia Diaries is just me wanting to share where things are at for me at the moment in this experience of caring for my mother. You know, it's sad to watch this decline in her health, in her well-being. She knows that she is losing her memory and her mind, and it's playing tricks on her. But it's hard for her to come to grips with that. And you know, the brain plays tricks. You know, it does that when you get to this point, when you've had it's basically brain damage from strokes that have happened in her brain. And that's what's causing, you know, these symptoms now that she's experiencing. So I know it's a long road, and I hope that, you know, we can navigate it together in some way. I often have feelings of guilt, and you know, people say, oh, you're a good daughter, you know, looking after your mum. But I still carry it. I still carry resentment for the fact that I have to look after my mum. You know, there's this inner resentment, like, why do I have to do this? You know, and then there's this feeling, you know, because currently I'm on Centrelink benefits as a carer, and, you know, those carer payments are helping me pay my rent and buy food. And so I have this resentment for looking after my mum, but then it's like, well, I should be grateful, because if I didn't have the carer's payment, then I wouldn't be able to pay my rent, and I'd have to go and find another job, and I wouldn't be able to do the yoga teaching that I love potentially, and other things like that. So, you know, I'm very conflicted inside about this experience that I'm going through as well. And, you know, I don't want to turn this into a counseling session, but I just want to, I guess, air the laundry, so to speak. I want to put it out there. I want to know if other people have gone through this, have experienced this. How have you navigated this challenging time in your life and the life of your parents, your loved ones? Any advice I would, you know, gratefully receive in this regard. So please feel free to send an email. My email is in the show notes of this episode, or just send me a direct message through Facebook or Instagram or any of the social media channels that you might find this on. Yeah, I'd love to hear about your experience. And if you'd like to come on this episode of my podcast called Dementia Diaries, then I'd love to have you on as a guest and listen to what you can share about your experience in this regard. So if anything triggers you from listening to this podcast today, then please get in touch with a trusted friend, family member, or feel free to call Lifeline or any of the help phone lines that are available to us or to you in your state or country that you are living in. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I really appreciate you, and I wish you a wonderful day. Until next time, stay well. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Wellbeing Room. If you would like to support this show, please click the link in the show notes to contribute a small monthly payment to keep this show on air. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you in The Wellbeing Room again real soon. Bye for now.